Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. I am going to show you what's been going on for the last 2 days. Okay, let me show you what's been going on in the crypto space. According to Yahoo Finance, Bitcoin's been down, negative quarter. CMC Crypto, down, that's 200, down 1.44. So you're thinking there's no money being made in crypto. A few days ago, Friday or 2 days ago, put out this video and post blog post on my blog, quantlabs.net/blog, my latest cryptocurrency picks based on trends. So these are trends that are quite strong. I've got another batch picked out for today, but I'll be putting those in my analytics section. So that's basically behind my paywall. If you want to know more about that, just visit quantlabs.com/academy-elearn, and then you can go over to Quant Analytics for the monthly at a pretty low price. But I'm sure the results are pretty good. So we put out that blog post yesterday. I made this video, which crypto pairs win. So let me show you what we've got. So in here, this is for the last 2 days of trading. I'm going to show you exactly these pairs. And these pairs, again, for those on the podcast, are ADA, FET, CAVA, LEND, LINK, and VET. Those are all against USDT or Tether. So here's the results right here. And again, this is reports for the last 3 days. So let's see here, July 1st, July 3rd, and today is July 4th on the 117. The exits aren't quite optimal, but they still made money. And again, I may remind you that this was in a down market in crypto with the big ones. So here we are on the Fibonacci. The Fibonacci is really good. Usually you want to get in around here at the 500 for Cardano USDT. There's various strategies you can use to get out, and usually you peak at the one level that I've been tracking. So that's at the price level, but here you can see the price entry anywhere along here at point, let's say 0.92, and it peaked at 0.1. So that is probably a 10% move. It's pretty good if you ask me. Now this one is FET. So that's FET here. So let me show you that one right here. So again, same thing. You want to get in around here, peek out around here, and usually that's what happens on your exit. And again, what you're referring to is somewhere anywhere from 0.280 all the way up to 0.1315, and then it peters out. But it's still, whatever exit at that point, you're still making money. So you're 0.28 all the way up to 0.315, let's say. So again, that's a nice 10% move over the last 2 days. Next one's CAVA, right here. And again, these are all against USDT. And the reason against USDT is because it's obviously one of the best stable coins out there for crypto. So here in CAVA, we come in around 0.382, price maybe, I don't know, 118, I'll probably see it in here. You can see here 115 all the way up to 130. So that's roughly about a 15% move. So that's pretty good. So these calls are actually working based upon trend as a way to filter out some of these bad trades here. So we have LEND, which is another one I've picked out. So LEND here. So it's not a big mover, but 0.14 all the way up to, let's say, 1.15. That's going to be close to a 10% move, but it's a move up. And again, using this entry exit, you get your entry here or back here. So you could have done it twice, but here you wouldn't have done that well. But at level 500 here, or sorry, 618, that move right there, just that little move right there would have been it. Okay, so chain link is the next one you can see here. So chain link 0.50 didn't quite make it. You could still use an ATR as an exit strategy. So this one at roughly say 4.7 to 4.85. It's not a big move, but I'll gladly take it. 15 cents. So that's not quite as big as you want, but you know, maybe 3-4% for a couple of hours or maybe a day. This is our big winner, VET. And it's still moving up. Okay, VET's done really good. Here V and it's still going up. So even if you're at 0.009, went up to 0.115, that is quite the move. So there you go, things looking good. So if you want to join this, if this continues, we will be jacking up the price. Right now it's 67. We'll eventually move it up to 127, so almost double per month if you want to join on these calls. Also, if you want to learn more, learn about how to build out your own trading system, you can get our DVD, which will be soon moved into a USB, actually. You just visit quantlabs.shop to get more of that. Also, if you want to get more of our Trade Like a Boss set of free PDFs, just go over here to quantlabs.net for that as well. So let me show you our next steps. So those are for the last 2 days, okay? And I'm not automating those yet, but this clearly, I'm going to do another test for this new post. Okay, so what I'm going to show you are my next set of calls here. Okay, so we have some new charts, right? All of these. So these have been filtered out based on a variety of things. But what we're looking for, get rid of this one. Okay, so we got a new round as of today, earlier today. And again, this is the market conditions right now. So everything's negative, okay? BCH, Litecoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, all negative. Our weighted average is negative 0.2. So it's very hard trading conditions to trade in. But here's what we look for as one of the key factors now. And I've also mentioned this in my post here. I posted here earlier at quantlabs.net/blog. Just look again for my latest cryptocurrency picks based on trends. So we're doing a similar thing. So I'm showing you that all those picks have made money over the last 2 days. You can see here we have some new ones, so we are looking only at trend right now. Okay, so we have Algo USD, that's a negative trend with the green line there. And our NKR, that's pretty strong. You can see here we're above the trend line, so these entries are already in motion, so they're not going to do anything for you. But what we want to see is just when the price is close to the trend line and letting the trend move up, where we can make a little bit of money in a very negative cryptocurrency asset class. That's basically how simple it is. But trying to find these is difficult, and trying to time them are difficult from a manual point of view, because you get over 7,000 to pick from and maybe another couple hundred to pick from. Well, 700. No, a couple hundred that can be traded on Binance in the USDT market. So again, moving along, you can see here this ARDR is flat. This BAT is not bad. You can see it's approaching that entry point. So it could make, it should make money theoretically. Historically, it does. It may not be a lot, but you'll be making something, again, in a negative market. So let's see what else we got here. Now, this one, BNT, did probably pretty good. 120 peaked out at 140. Beyond that, maybe 150. So that's going to be maybe a 30% move in a matter of days, based upon the overall trend. And again, these trends are over 5 weeks, so we don't keep them too long. I think 4 to 5 weeks is optimal for this. Here we have BSV, flat. So that's not a winner. BTS, again, as soon as we see that price approach a trend line, then we'll consider entries. Here, BTT over the entry. So this one, CELR, could be a candidate. It could move up, but this time it did move up, made a little bit, and that was it. So here, CHC, no. CVC, no. I mean, it's trending up, but again, the price is not close to that entry that we want. DREP, USDT, you can see the price is moving up. Even though if you took the price here, what you have to be very careful of is the price could go down, and that's probably why. I'm sure this trend was up, but since at this point it's gone down and stayed negative below trends, so that's why this trend line is flattening, most likely. So again, that one's no good, negative, negative. This one's really strong, ERDT. This one, or here would have been a good spot, or even here would have been a good spot. You can see how it peaked out at 0.45 all the way up to 0.65, so that's a nice 50% move. That is pretty good. So again, GTO, no good. Negative trend, negative trend. And you sometimes will get this as well. I wouldn't take this trade because the downward or negative trend is just, you can see here on the peaks on those profit levels are not as strong as here, here, and along here, because it's, again, that negative pressure on that coin combo. IOSDT. Not quite this one, IOTA. It's got a slight positive, but if it's at 22 cents, going up to 26 cents, so that's, you know, 10% move. Again, CAVA. This one I like, but from what I saw a few days ago, the price, the trend was not as strong, but it has made two entries. Profitable entries as well there. Here, this one's really good. KNC, you got an entry from 1.2 all the way up to, 1.9. So you do the math, that is 70 cents, so that's over 50%. Again, we have a negative trend. This one, it got lucky, but... just chances are I'm just not going to play with when the trend's negative. Again, here, LTC, Litecoin. It may make some money. I don't know. But it's just that negative trend. Negative pressure. Nano, again, the same. Neo, the same. OMG, not so much. I just don't like, if it's a negative trend, I'm not going to touch it. This one here, 1USDT. But there are some interesting ones. So this one, ONG, it's a strong trend too. So this one might do really well. Because you can see here it went from 0.2 to 0.27, almost 0.3. So that's all very close to a 50% rise in that return. So that's pretty good. ONG, just make sure I got it. Yeah, so ONG, we've covered. Trend is not strong. So there are ones that do well. Qtum, flat. Are in this one we've been eyeing. You can see here 0.14 to, I don't know, 0.6. That's a 10%. So about 15%. This one, 0.16. Another 10% move there. So REP, again, you know. These are pretty good. This one just crossed. I mean, the profit levels are not that strong. Well, I should say point, let's say 0.5 moved up to 0.6. It's pretty good, pretty good. That's a negative. Tomo, I've never heard of this one, but these moves are pretty good. So that one I would have taken. Again, Vet is doing really good. And Vite, I don't know. WRX, flat, I wouldn't take that. No, I don't think I'll take this WTC as well. The trend is flat. XLM, no. XTC. This used to be a winner earlier in the year, but the up moves, the upswings are just not that good with a negative trend. XZC, again, no good. This may be a winner right here if it once it crosses. This is ZIL. Once it crosses that trend, this could be a winner because you're looking at the historical of 0.15, 0.015 all the way up to peaking at point. That's almost doubling that move. So if that momentum continues, that one could, I don't know, historically double. So we have here ZRX. So, you know, these are big moves over a short period of time. So that's pretty well it. If you want to know more and be able to get these calls right, just come over to the quantlabs.net/academy-elearn. quantlabs.net/academy/elearn. Get one of these that you want, Quanta Analytics. But we'll be testing these throughout the week, and these prices will probably go up as a result if it continues. All right, thanks for watching, and have yourselves a good day.